Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in at this time, CBS NFL insider Jason LaConfora. Jason, good morning. How is everything?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
We're great here in
good,
Pittsburgh.
Thank you
so very much for asking. All right, Art Rooney II, he sat down with the selected members of the Pittsburgh media yesterday. This was after talking to Jerry Dulac from the Post-Gazette last week. And he was asked about a culture problem. Do the Steelers have a culture problem, or do they have an AB being a knucklehead problem?
No, I think they need to recalibrate some things there. How discipline is sort of doled out when guys are determined to have crossed the line, and how what is sort of positive communication and problem solving, and what isn't. And this stuff isn't happening in a vacuum. The star wide receiver has serious issues with the head coach. He's got serious issues with the quarterback. They had serious issues with Le'Veon Bell before that. You had the quarterback taking shots at a third-round pick before the kid had even signed a contract. You know, it's kind of been you had the issues with the anthem last year where, you know, how does that ever happen with Villanueva here and the rest of the team there and the coaches over here? And there were issues with who's on the leadership council and who's not and how the leadership council is conveying things to the rest of the team. No, I think it's very fair to take a step back and look big picture and say they've been kind of playing with fire here for a few years.
Jason, how many more years has Ben their starting quarterback?
Oh, I think several more. You know, what that extension ends up looking like, is it a four-year extension that's really a two or a three? We know they're not. The Steelers as a whole don't put guaranteed money deep into contracts. So however that comes out in the wash, you know, I think he's got 2 to 3 more years where it's probably, relatively uncontested. And then I think, after a couple of years, it depends on how he's playing and how Rudolph's progressing and what's the nature of the roster and where are we as an organization. And, can you keep this thing going forever? Or at some point, is there a bit of a rebuilding, curve before you get back?
All right, that's one extension that Mr. Rooney was asked about, Art II was asked about yesterday, the other being Mike Tomlin. He was pretty noncommittal on Mike Tomlin. He had said that they're going to look into Ben's for sure. Should Mike Tomlin be made to not go into a lame duck year, because that'd be a couple years from now, but they generally re-up right now with 2 years left? Should he be made to sing for his supper a little bit?
You know, I think that's another one where I don't know that you have to do anything right now with that one. And if you're Mike Tomlin, maybe at some point you're not a Pittsburgh Steelers coach for life. You know what I mean? Maybe, I think we always look at it from the team's perspective. I think sometimes for the individuals involved, sometimes change might be good, or sometimes it might not make a lot of sense for them to recommit, for X number of years at a certain point, because maybe they have a certain sort of paradigm that's not going to change there, right, in the way that is a mom-pa family-run team, and there's certain things that are just tried and true, and that's how it's going to be. You know, no coach is ever going to have, too much power there, or the kind of power that they can get elsewhere, or, the sort of authority over the roster, et cetera, that we see, doled around fairly liberally in other places. So I don't think anybody's going anywhere right now. I don't think he's in any jeopardy. I know he's not in any jeopardy. But it might not make sense for either side to do an extension this year. I mean, I know how things would normally go, but maybe it plays out a little bit. And you see where you are after next season, where he's still under contract for another year, and you still have, an entire six-month offseason before the regular season starts again, do you even get to that, to the point where somebody would actually be coaching out a lame duck season?
CBS NFL insider Jason LaConfora with us here on the Fan Morning Show. One of the other things Art Rooney said yesterday, Jason, is that No trade talks regarding Antonio Brown have begun yet. When they do begin, what does the market look like for Antonio Brown?
I think it'll be active. I think you'll have a lot of teams calling and saying we're interested. Keep us posted. I think it'll start as sort of at that level, and then I think when you get to the combine, there's probably going to have whittled it down to, I don't know, 5 to 7 teams who you're maybe meeting with at the combine and really getting into the nitty-gritty. And then I think it gets whittled down to the 2 or 3 that really seem to be in it. And then the team has a decision to make. I think ideally he's going to be in the other conference. I don't see him getting traded in the AFC. And then, whose draft picks look like they're going to be higher than others? Who's including players maybe in the deal who are young and cheap who you think maybe are more valuable than draft picks? I think there's going to be plenty for them to sort through. Whatever you think of what's recently happened with Antonio Brown, if we stop the clock at week 16 of this season and they just decide they're going to trade Antonio Brown, take out this latest going MIA thing or AWOL or whatever, what does he fetch? You know what I mean? Like, what does he fetch? He's coming off another 100-catch season. It's 1,400 yards. It's 15 touchdowns. It's this, arguably the sixth most productive six-year run of any wide receiver ever. He's in tremendous shape. He's a gamer. He's got some stuff with him, but so do a lot of high-caliber wide receivers. And the contract is so team-friendly. I mean, it's pay-as-you-go. 13 a year, no guarantees, nothing sticky, no balloon payments about to come up. It's easy from a cap standpoint. It's easy from a cash standpoint. You're going to have Amari Cooper making $17 or $18 million a year, and you got Antonio locked in for 3 at 13. So, I mean, as much as we're going to get carried away with what's happened there recently, and understandably so, the reality is that the tape hasn't changed, and you're only renting him. I mean, if you trade for him, whatever you give up, if it doesn't work out in a year, you can trade that contract on and get, part back for, part of the stuff you traded away back. So I think it's going to be a bit of a bonanza, and I think they're going to do well.
Well, let me ask you this. Got about 30 seconds left. You wouldn't find anybody a couple years ago as big an AB fan as me. Right? All on board. AB, the personality, what AB's about, especially AB Sunday 1 o'clock. Right, Jason?
Yeah.
But, now I've totally soured on the guy. What changed with him? He doesn't smile anymore. He's different. He's standoffish. Hey, is there an identifiable thread that runs through this?
Yeah, I don't know that I'm equipped to answer that question.
Is it noticeable from a national media standpoint?
No, I can't say that I've seen it. I mean, I think he's become a bigger presence on social media. Maybe the dynamics of the team have changed a little bit as coordinators have come and gone, as the identity has changed a little bit, as new stars have emerged. But I think he's a guy who, when things don't go his way or he doesn't feel like people are treating him a certain way, I think he tends to shut down and kind of take his ball and go home. And I think when he's done it at different points in the season, they've kind of lived with it. When he did it before what could have been a season-defining game, all of a sudden the stakes were ratcheted up, and I think the discipline and the reaction was different. And I think that actually caught him by surprise, because this is not the first time he's kind of left the building for a period of time.
Jason Luckin for CBS NFL Insider. Jason, enjoy the conference championships, the Super Bowl. We'll chat soon. Thank you, man.
Sounds good. Thanks.
All right, Jason. Great stuff. Great stuff, as always, from Jason.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.